Hello, Lagos, Nigeria, and good afternoon to you. You are on the sunny side. It's 18 minutes past 12, and welcome to radio. Hope you're good, hope you're fine, and everything by calculation is well. By anticipation, looks good. By expectation, is your desire. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. If yes, oh, yes. And then if no, well, dream again. Well, yeah, if the last time you had a vision or you had a desire towards a vision and it never, or it didn't happen as you planned, well, dream again. Dream again. I came through, I stumbled on a philosophy, and I'll just share with you randomly. I mean, I'm going to try to just paraphrase it. And the philosophy pretty much just underscores the notion that our human thoughts are enormous. And for that reason, that when we maybe have fears, doubts, disbeliefs, and you come through life and too many things are in your head. He says the essence of thought and through the opportunity of the days that come by is that your thoughts die and not you. And I thought it was a very robust idea that it is your thought that dies and not you. I kind of thought, oh, okay, so with everything that happens every day, maybe you shouldn't hold on too strongly, particularly to those things you're not necessarily sure about. So if your plan A didn't work, then maybe plan A can die and then you come up with another plan A, something sketchy like that. I'm still working on my understanding of that particular school of thought. And then I would bring it to you, run Ludovico Inuadi. Yeah, pardon me for that. So I was saying, I would work on that school of thought and I'll bring it to you on maybe language and interpretation or loads of logic and we can just work on it, yeah? Let's see whether the privilege of that conversation will afford us both the knowing and the liberty to do away with some thinking or some kinds of forms of thinking and approach new kinds of thinking. And it's okay to change your mind, basically. All right, how are you? My name is Joyce. And we're your foremost talk radio station. You're on the sunny side. The sun rises here. And today on the show, before we even go into topics as we have them outlined, I want to share something real quick with you. It is of a situation that played out here on radio. You remember a few weeks ago on Confessions Thursday, a gentleman called the show. He told us a very compelling story, very moving if you ask me, about something he did to a man that he helped. Play it, honey, play it. Yeah. So, pardon me, by the way. Yeah, so I was saying that he called this radio station and he told us a very, you know, riveting story about how he is very remorseful. He had a tenant living with him. The tenant was somebody he helped. Yep. And then that he was unfair to the tenant because whenever the tenant wasn't around, he would make a pass at the tenant's wife. He would make a pass at the tenant's wife. Yep. And somehow after a number of months, eventually the wife opened up to the husband. You remember that story? Uh-huh. And the husband, who is the tenant, came to confront him. Uh-huh. And then he ordered the man to move out of his property, to move off his property. Yeah? And then he called the radio station and told us about the death of his son and how frustrated and afraid he was because things weren't working well for him. Yeah? Uh-huh. So I took that situation seriously. And I told Mr. Femi about it, my boss. And Mr. Femi kind of did a thorough work of trying to follow up. Guess what I can tell you at this point? The man, or say the men and the characters in that particular story, Mr. Femi did try to meet up with to help resolve the situation and where necessary, provide an assistance. And it led him nowhere. So basically what I'm saying is that that guy who called that day was a fraud. You remember he kept insisting that he wanted to give out the man's number on air. And I was wondering, like, why would you do that? So I want to link another possible social phenomenon which happens, which might, even in unrelated terms or in an unrelated fashion, underscore how images or, you know, say, for example, media or social media influences human reaction. You remember we had that conversation as to how social media or, yeah, social media, media in general, influences human reaction. So chances are he told that story, you'll get moved, which is a normal emotional reaction to the situation, and then you want to help. And then you go out of your way to help, only for you to have practically out of your good intentions falling into the hands of people who take your money of you because they've told you one bogus story and you reacted on it and then they take your money away. Mr. Femi did help. He really did try everything that he could. He called, he kept calling. In fact, one of the times he was speaking to the supposed man who was the one at the receiving end of the situation, the man... just his reluctance was very, I thought that was a thing. He just wasn't so interested in, one, having Mr. Femi help resolve the situation, or even for Mr. Femi to pay his wife a visit, send like female staff to his wife so they could give her like clothing and some money and maybe even some food. And the guy was, and this, you remember in that story, they said the guy didn't have a job, he didn't have money. Yeah, all of that was just one bogus hogwash. So that's one thing. And I wanted to say it here. If another person is intending to sway us in another direction, we are thoughtful enough to try to probe the situation. So if you have one of them bogus stories, don't bring it here. Fortunately for you, because we are compelled to be compassionate, we do not separate our compassion from our reasoning. So we would probe your story. All right? We would probe it. All right. And then, no, you would not have the opportunity to give out anybody's number on radio. I didn't even think it was a lie until I was forced to contend with the fact that, oh, so that's a lie? Yeah. All right, so I wanted you to know that. All right? So hopefully we have people not do that again. Hopefully we have people not do that again. All right, so I have a little glitch here that's been worked on. In the meantime, I'm going to ask you, first of all, we had what can be said to be a little insight into what can now be said to be an actual reality happening in some parts of Lagos, except maybe it hasn't happened at your end of Lagos. The fact that petrol price in some areas have gone up. So I think I want to even ask you, have you bought petrol recently? Did you buy petrol yesterday, today? And are you observing any kind of changes, particularly in the queue? Or maybe in the purchase price of petrol. Fuel marketers have started adjusting their petrol pump prices amid the supply shortage facing private depots in Apapa. It's actually reported that some filling stations in Lagos and Ogun State increased the pump price of petrol to 170 per litre. In fact, what I heard yesterday was something a little bit higher than that. So it wouldn't, I don't know why that's happening, particularly, well, you know, last year we had that back and forth with pump price going up, coming down, going up, coming down, then going up, you know, higher than it did before. Now we're hearing 170 per liter. Some prior to that, some people were selling at 160, 162 per liter. Some of the stations are, say, Capital Oil, some others are along the Lagos-Ibadan Expressway. And according to them, there is fair enough justification for why pump prices need to go up. The National Operation Controller, Independent Petroleum Marketers Association of Nigeria, has said that members of his association had to increase the pump price because they bought the product at 160 to 161 naira from suppliers. We're ready? All right. We're off on a break. When we come back, what is the situation in your area? Have you noticed it? And I think this might frustrate you a little bit. Well, all of that on Nigeria Info. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk about the increase in petrol prices. 0700-993-993-993. Have you noticed anything? Someone in a panic. Well, you know how gist flies. And then you're told that, oh, this is what's happening in this side of town. In fact, I got reports yesterday that along the Lekki Road that there was good traffic at some filling stations where people were trying to fill up their tanks. And I wasn't sure whether that was the beginning of what we now have to be news regarding increase in pump price. So have you noticed anything? Yes. And I'm not sure how this affects you. I mean, given what's in the news, it was prior to what we have now, it was sold at 160 naira a liter. But now reports has it has gone up 170 naira now. 10 naira. Is that a fair enough burden to bear on a liter? So in a situation where you want to maybe buy 5 liters, you would have to spend an additional 50 naira. Doesn't quite look like a lot. Yeah? I'm not sure how much it is to fill your tank. I remember I was filling my tank sometime and somebody said to me, oh, Joyce, you're filling your tanks. Who fills their tanks these days? I thought it was funny because I pretty much was actually referring to the cost in petrol and how, I mean, just half tank is okay. 0700-993-993-993. Yeah. And then there is now a designated line for the females who would love to call Nigeria Info. 01465-7190. It doesn't quite appear to be too much of a burden to bear, but who am I to speak for you? You'd have to determine whether you've noticed any adjustments in your area when it comes to pump price and whether, you know, this is something you can stomach given the fact that the world really has had to face the uncertainty that has been brought about by COVID-19. We have Timothy here in Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Where are you calling from, Tim?
Timothy from Ijara.
Thank you very much. We're happy to have you on Nigeria Info. Have you noticed any increase in price in your area?
No, it's not today. I wonder you people notice today. I don't know. Sometimes when we make a complaint, I think you people media can help us to verify something, whether we are telling lies or not.
Hold on a second, please. Can I also clear something? You're placing too much responsibility on me. I cannot be everywhere at the same time. Okay. I only have 24 hours the same way you have 24 hours. And I need time to breathe. So you cannot put that responsibility on me.
Okay, no. What I'm saying is that sometimes we make a complaint. I think you people can verify it.
How many are we going to verify? Do you know how many complaints you make? How many do you want us to verify? Come on, we're talking Nigeria here.
Okay. So now, the issue is that me, I came from Kogi State, and I can assure you, my entire local government is over 2 years now. There's no filling station that sells fuel, a liter by 200 naira. There's no any fuel station. Over 2 years now, you can verify it. The Kina local government in Kogi State, go there or you can verify anyhow.
I heard about higher prices in the east as well.
And what? Why?
So, where are you calling from right now in Lagos?
And I'm calling from Ijara.
Have you noticed Lagos any now. Increase around the Ijara area?
No, I've not.
You haven't gone to buy petrol.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So in your Kogi State, how much do they sell a liter? 200 naira?
220 naira. For December, I travel for Beria, for my senior brother Beria. 220 naira per liter.
Wow.
And you can even see when you go, you know, there's a rubber for 1 liter. If you want to buy food, there's
measuring,
a rubber for 1 liter.
Measurement
this before. Uh-huh. When we go to the police station, if you want to buy 1 liter, exactly food. Believe me, if you want to know, go with 1 liter to the police station and say you want to buy one liter. Believe me, all half. Half of 1 liter. You cannot imagine sometimes. I said, okay, give me 5 liter. And I go with 5 liter rubber. Believe me, almost half. And I say, why? This 5 liter, what is the problem?
Oh, wow.
You see, they adjust it to the level you yourself, you cannot even know how much. But I don't know what is happening.
It's a supply and regulation situation. By the way, thank you very much for calling.
Okay.
Thank you. For calling Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name? Please turn off your radio.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, lady. We're happy to have you.
Yes, thank you. My name is Eunice, and I'm calling from Ibadan.
Thank you.
Lagos, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. The last time I bought fuel last week, I paid 159 naira to my end. Yeah, that they have their way of selling and fine.
Okay.
Then yesterday when I wanted to refill my car, I bought it for 165.
165?
Yes, nobody gave any explanation. You know, I was even grateful that I got it to buy because about two or three filling stations around the area were not selling. So when I got there and they said 165, I knew that the queue would soon start coming for me rather.
Okay.
I just bought, filled my tank, and came back home. But you see, it's just terrible the way the government deals with us because how can you just increase prices of fuel, or they will tell us that it's because they've left it to market forces and the rest of them? I can't understand the kind of economy that leaves, citizens spending to the so-called market forces such that, you know, you keep spending more every time on food, on utilities, and a lot of things. You know, it doesn't help because many of us who are salary earners have been on the same salary for this, you know, for over 10 years.
Yeah.
Our children can't go to public schools because, you know, the universities, for example, they're not regular, spending 1 year at home. So you kind of squeeze yourself, send them to public, private universities and the rest. While you are also paying tax on your earning to the government that doesn't care. I mean, this is not the way to run a government. It's killing. Really killing.
Yeah.
And President Buhari should kindly just look into this. We can't continue like this. We can't.
Thank you very much, lady, for calling. I do appreciate that update from your neck of the woods. 0700-993-993-993. Welcome to Nigeria Info. And the ladies can call us on 01-465-7190. On Nigeria Info, let's talk about whether you have observed any adjustment in fuel price around the city. Welcome to the show. How are you doing, Morris? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Morris.
Welcome. Any observations, Morris?
Yeah. The issue is that Nigeria now is we're in another situation. It's like another country. I think, personally myself, I would have preferred pre-colonial Nigeria better now, because in the 60s, in the 70s, you know.
Gosh. Have you bought? Is it because you bought petrol and you don't like the price you had to pay?
No, not really. Those are some of the problems.
How can you prefer pre-colonial Nigeria? You like the idea of eating off of a stone, or do you assume that if you still had your colonizers, your life would be better?
It's better. We go back to old stone age. Old stone age is far better.
You don't like civilization. At least not this version that you have. You don't like this version of civilization you have.
Civilization is progress. Civilization is development. Civilization is people knowing where they are going. Right now, we are in a crossroads. We can't go back. We can't move forward.
Yeah.
So it's a very big problem. And
but you've not bought fuel. Between yesterday and today, you haven't purchased petrol.
I've not bought fuel.
I'll wait. When you buy, please call me. I want to hear your view at that point. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. How are you? Please turn off your radio. That would be good.
It is off.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome. Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Gideon. I'm calling from DGC.
Thank you. Have you gone to the petrol station recently?
Sure. Yesterday morning, I got for 165 naira.
165?
Yeah.
So there's an additional 5 naira from what it used to be.
Yes.
Okay.
Then this morning at the same filling station, I got it as 175 naira.
No.
Yes.
Between yesterday and today?
Yesterday and today at the Bejuleki, 175. And I was like, oh, what is happening? Because I got for here 165, and today it is 175, 10 naira on top.
Well, that's more like 15 naira if you add yesterday's 5 naira.
Yes. So, anyway, I usually got four there, but I did not want to leave. Okay, let me just buy and leave. So, as I was coming now, I observed other filling stations. I see 170.
Yeah,
about two places, I've seen 162.9 and 172.
Okay.
Yeah, so the price varies from one station to the other.
So did you go to the cheaper station to buy?
No, I haven't. I only bought that 175 and left.
All right. You don't sound too offended. That's a good thing, by the way. Yeah.
Anyway.
It's a good thing.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Actually, I don't really know where we are going anyway, but, well, let's keep watching.
Okay. Thank you very much. The Sunny Side, good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Matthew. We're happy to have you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Can you hear me? Please call back then, hopefully. You can. 0700-993-993-993. This is Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Welcome.
How are you?
Fine, thank you very much. Good afternoon to you.
Okay, yeah, this is Kenneth.
Welcome, Ken. Thank you.
Okay, I noticed this price adjustment since last week. And it happened to me. I'm a hearing driver. So it happened to me, as a shock because I was...
Bring it back. You're what driver?
Yeah, hearing driver.
Yes, I got that.
So I was taking a rider to an airport, and the guy was rushing not to miss his flight.
So
me, my fuel was not that much again. So I parked a piece of guy, I said 162, and I said, okay, I will buy at the front so that I will beat the traffic at the junction there. Then I will buy there. I got there to buy fuel. I saw 175. I nearly collapsed.
I'm so sorry.
I nearly collapsed. Yeah, I don't feel like turning back. If I turn back, the guy with me will be shouting, my flight. I have to buy it there. I have to buy it there. But yesterday I bought 162 at Airport Road. Yeah,
okay.
The person at Airport Road.
Yeah.
But others now are selling 170, 175.
And that doesn't quite affect the pricing now of your e-hailing service.
No. So we are the one now bearing the brunt of everything now. So it's not been easy. But...
All right. Thank you very much for that update. Yeah. I do appreciate. Thank you. We're Nigeria Info. We're observing whether you might have discovered for yourself increase in pump price. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
I'm Beke from Isashi.
We're happy to have you. Have you observed any change in pump price?
Yes. We are selling Isashi at 180.
Where's that?
Isashi.
Yeah, please. Where is that?
In Isashi, Okuku.
Oh, okay. 180 naira a litre.
Yeah.
Since when? How much was the last time you bought?
Yesterday was 170. This morning is 180.
These guys are just arbitrarily just throwing prices on these things.
Many of the stations are closed. We have only few open, and it's only 180.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much for that update. I do appreciate. Thank you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. What's your name? Yes. Good afternoon.
How are you?
Fine, thank you very much for calling. What's your name?
This is Mr. Frank. I'm calling you from Ojo Alava.
Okay, please turn off your radio. Works every time. Thank you, Frank. Please go ahead.
Are you okay with it now?
No, you haven't turned it off totally. Be a good Nigerian.
If I go there to run back, or just give me 1 second now. Let me go there, yeah?
Nigeria Info, 99.3, Nigeria Info.
Oh, how far now?
All right, sounds good, my brother. I waited.
Yeah, my love. if now for those people now, they forgot me. Oh.
All right.
Don't mind them. That is why I love you.
Okay.
you never do my Valentine, though.
Look at this guy. Have you bought petrol, though? Let me buy petrol for you this Valentine.
Oh, when am I coming to collect it?
But have you been to the fuel station lately, though?
No.
Oh, so you don't...
I'm not idea about it. But did you know why I called you now, Joyce?
Why?
You shocked me for that guy's story, because you know he called another day and started saying that he is going to die.
Oh, yeah,
and
that guy...
And Femi narrated this story to us, and we was like to contribute about this thing.
Uh-huh. I just want to, I wanted you to, I needed to say that so that when I bring up a subsequent story, I want us to trash out another psychological issue relating to that matter, but not today. Maybe next week on Lords of Logic.
Please, you have to bring it. Let us know exactly how this thing happened, because this guy is a professional. So that our Nigerians will know it's not every time we pity people. It's not every time they will carry their own, their just unnecessary thing to be disturbing our head.
Okay.
Just imagine, you know.
I'll talk to you later, my friend. Thank you very much for calling.
All right. I like as you call me your friend. I like it.
Ew. I shouldn't have. Error.
No. That's why you're calling me now. Call me my friend.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joyce. My name is Manuel. I'm calling from Ibejuleki, Lakwe, to be precise.
Thank you. You sound like a very good reporter. What's happening at your end of town?
Concerning the foil issue.
Yeah.
I bought fuel yesterday along after Aja, like going to Abidjo area.
Yeah.
I bought for 170 yesterday. On the meter, it was 165. And the guy was like, he's going to deduct 200 naira for me.
Ah.
And I said, why? He said, because they've not calibrated the tank yet.
Oh.
That once the tank is calibrated, it's going to read the amount
that
they will be
charging
selling.
You.
Honestly. And I said, are you serious? When did this start? Are we going to leave the country for you people? He said, it's not his fault.
Oh. So apparently Nigerians didn't even see it coming. There was no prior information.
Honestly,
you just woke up and
honestly,
then they slammed a new price on you.
My tank was empty. I had no choice. I have to buy. So the situation is terrible. And if you move along this road, you keep seeing different prices. 170, 175, 162, just like that.
Please, where is the 162 place? Let's send a gallon there.
No, if you there is, at least we have two NMPC. We have two NMPC there. Station on the road, yes. So,
okay.
Yeah, if you come there, you see the price there. So
right.
It's like that. So
thank you.
The government should just do something towards it.
Yeah.
It's
real quick, have you thought about what the government can do? I think I'd like to have you air that opinion. Do you know what they should do? Subsidize it? Revert to the former price?
They should revert to the former price.
I mean, life was hard enough.
No, because looking at what is happening today in the country, the COVID-19, and people are still earning what they had earning, no increase in salary. And we should go back to normal price.
All right.
We should go back to normal
Thank
price.
Thank you very much for calling the sunny side. I do appreciate if you're listening in. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. I'm taking like survey of some sort, trying to find out whether you have by yourself observed the increase in petrol price in Nigeria today. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm calling from Lagos Airport.
Lagos Airport. Do me a favor. Could you kindly repeat your name? What did you say your name was?
Mr. Onyebuchi.
Thank you. What's the situation at that end? What did you find?
Yeah, yesterday I bought for 162.
Oh,
so coming back to that same police station, they said they don't have fuel. So
okay.
That's not a bad
report.
Yes, I patrolled from the police station, like four police stations I know. They said they don't have fuel for that yesterday.
Yeah.
But this morning, this afternoon, on my way to the airport, there's one NMPC filling station along Ikurudu before Mary land. I bought 162 there now.
Well, 162 there now?
Yes.
What's the place again?
NMPC.
Oh, okay, yeah, those NMPC kind of stays regulated. The price stays down. Okay, thank you. NMPC prices kind of stay down. Thank you very much. I do appreciate that update. Thank you. So if you're listening to Nigeria Info and you're, say, where any of these areas, hopefully you can just quickly dash in somewhere and just buy petrol. I mean, don't panic buy. There is fuel. It's just something is happening with the price now. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm Harry. I'm from the island.
Thank you very much, Henry. We're happy to have you.
When people talk about fuel price, I wonder maybe if government release policies, we don't read into the policy. So they said they were deregulating the PMS sector. Meanwhile, that means that the price has the ability to go up or go down.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then there was a time last year when it dropped, when they reduced the price.
Yeah.
And they explained in that memo that it's because the price of crude oil had reduced.
Yeah.
So that means that the cost of importation, as in the cost of buying your crude oil and doing the whole process was cheaper.
Yeah.
Now, crude oil is almost how many? It's close to $16 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the first time under this administration, that's since 2015,
mm-hmm.
that they are getting that high. So when we Nigerians look at it, it is look for the cheapest, some like pot oil, yeah,
mm-hmm.
are still selling the price that it was last between 160 something and the rest.
Okay.
But other independent marketers, they might not have that financial stability.
Yeah.
Because
it's a cushion
business.
Yeah.
In someone's business, we didn't run loss when there's no, when they don't have anywhere to run to.
Yeah, but you also understand that these are Nigerians who have been struggling prior COVID. You're a Nigerian. You might have it a lot. You might have it a little easier. But Nigerians every day are contending with the cost of living, the standard of the cost of living. So maybe that's really what they're complaining about. And it's okay for them to really have that objection if they feel like this doesn't serve them in any way.
My sister, yeah?
Yeah.
When we start as Nigerians, we need to start paying for everything that we consume.
Okay.
We hold our leaders more accountable than that we hold them now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They remove the subsidy from electricity.
Mm.
The day you will not have light, the anger in you will make NEPA not want to try this second time.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is what makes civilized clients work. See, civilized clients, they pay way more than us in PMS, in life, in this, in that.
Mm.
Even the roads, even cleaning up the roads, we pay for all those things.
Yeah.
And then we come to Nigeria. How many? When last?
Okay, hold on a second, though. Do you suppose, and this is just an honest question, do you suppose that if Nigerians started to pay more and got comfortable with that pattern of life, that they would have with access these things that they require to make, you know, basic living? Like security, roads, fuel, electricity, water. You feel if they paid for it, if they paid the actual market cost to have it running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it would be in supply.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Let me take you back a little small. Don't take like 1 minute of time. When we had Michael before the Jason came, every time they were climbing poles to always keep that black line
mm-hmm.
that was cutting.
Yeah.
When Jason came, it was first subsidized. When government removed the subsidy, that time, if you make a call and do not go through, when you will lambast MTN or Econet as a then,
yeah.
it makes people sit up. I will bring another story.
Yeah, but the situation with telecommunications is that more companies came into the market, it drove prices down, and that's really where we are.
That is where we are with the same PMS. There are more companies in the market that are operating independently.
Yeah, but are you also ignoring the fact that we have crude, but we don't have refineries?
And that's what I'm saying, that by the time we start paying more for these things, tomorrow is the big report. You know, this country we are in, a report was brought that the Port Harcourt refinery, or Kaduna refinery, a lot of them, was not working for how many months, and still had this deficit of money, our money, being paid for this for, and we all relaxed.
Oh. All right, okay. All right, I get it.
You got to hold somebody to the neck.
Yeah.
I'm on you. This is not working.
All right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's your deal.
Nigeria Info. We're back. It's 5 more minutes before we touch down 1 p.m. Welcome to the show. Thanks to all our friends. And wherever you're listening in from, you are the one updating us with what's happening at your neck of the woods. 0700-993-993-993. Hello to all our beautiful ladies driving out there in the streets of Lagos. Do me the favors of letting me in on what's happening to Dubai Petrol. How much is it? 01465-7190. 465-7190. Remember, it's 01465-7190. Good afternoon. We're Nigeria Info. Anthony, it's our pleasure having you here. Welcome. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Hello, my friend. How are you?
My name is Anthony. You forgot.
I didn't forget. I said Anthony 2 minutes ago.
All right.
I saw you coming. I have powers. All right, what happened?
Oh, really? Really, really? Yeah, you know you came from my village now. I'm in Umuahia, so I know you.
I'm happy to have you. I'm happy you called. Thank you.
I just drove out of the filling station about 10, 15 minutes ago.
How far?
Yes, 162, my sister. But
162, where, please?
Yes,
where?
I saw it on the meter, Ikeja. If you're going after Computer Village down the junction between Ikeja and Agege.
Beautiful.
That's
okay.
Straight road.
Okay, nice. Uh-huh. Nice.
Yes, I bought 162, but the thing that is reflecting on my meter is not 162, because I bought 3,000. Yeah. I know where that 3,000 normally gets to, but now, the 162, I was happy, but the thing in my meter is not reading that.
Oh,
so it's wanting to see 162, and it's allowed for you to buy
the exact meters.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, oh, they're fighting. Cut it off. They're fighting here.
Okay, get out of there. Oh, what the? Really? Please be safe. And maybe for the safety of others, when you find a safe space, could you please call back and let us know what's happening there? Who's fighting and why? 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you and welcome to your Farmers Talk radio station. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Hello, good afternoon. Hello. Okay, please find some peace, settle and call back. Good afternoon, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Hello,
this is Pamela talking from Ikeja.
Thank
I
you.
I just came out from the police station.
Thanks, Pam. What happened?
I bought at 162.
Okay.
I don't think if the meters is correct.
Oh, you also feel that same way?
Yes.
So you might have been cheated of some sort.
Yes.
So normally when you buy, so give us an idea. You didn't have an empty tank before you went into the fuel station.
Normally I buy 5,000, but today I just say since I saw 150.
Let you go and buy.
And see what will come out.
It pumps air for you now.
Is alarming.
Oh, I like how you're laughing. So, so maybe the next time, maybe you should try the one of a higher price if the prices
price,
still remain,
yes.
So you can gauge
okay.
It so that you don't, let's not do penny-wise, pound foolish, and then lose
foolish,
out.
Yeah,
thank you, lady. I do appreciate you calling for that update. Thank you. Hello, Mohammed. We're happy to have you here. Good afternoon to you. This is Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, Mohammed. Thank you.
All right. This is a very nice topic of discussion. Really appreciate what has been on the show.
Oh, we're happy you called in. Thank you.
All right. You see, if you could remember, when Nigeria was celebrating the 50th anniversary of independence, the president said...
Mohammed, pardon me. I don't want to cut you off when you get into the heart of the story. So you actually have just about a minute. If you can run, that would be good.
Okay.
You want it to take more than 1 minute? Oh, yeah, call back then. Call back. Call the sunny side. We're Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. We're off on a break to bring you the headlines. We'll be right back. Be here when I come back. We're back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. 2 minutes past 1 p.m. I want to speak to a few more people, and then maybe have people who might have just driven into a petrol station call in while listening to Nigeria Info. Welcome. My name is Joyce. We're observing and maybe taking observations from what might be a discovery today, which is something new. Higher prices for petrol. Except maybe the prices are the same depending on where you are. So far we've heard of people who have bought for, higher price. We've also heard from people who bought at the same price, but they have this funny suspicion that they've been played. 0700-993-993-993. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Turn off your radio. Thank you. Good afternoon.
I'm doing that.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Fine. Thank you very much. What's your name?
I'm Michael by name.
Welcome, Mike. What's happening and where are you?
I'm at Orile, but now that I'm from Orebu.
Okay. All right. Have you bought petrol recently?
Yes. I'm an Uber driver. I do buy fuel every day. So I bought fuel yesterday at a rate of 152. Then down this morning, it was 162.
Okay.
Then I was driving down to what was it called, Sulere, as it's on the Kodo, as it's down to Sulere. I said, okay, let me top up my fuel. I got one police station selling 170.
Oh.
So I don't just know. And the one I bought yesterday, I detected that it wasn't up to the gauge
I used to have, which means that I think there is a foul play.
Already?
They've readjusted the, the first...
the measurement now. They've adjusted the measurement. So you're paying, you paid old price, but you got less for what you would have been. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. 01465-71904, for the ladies alone. And the benefit of this conversation is so that you know what you might be going at if you choose to go buy petrol. If you think it's cheaper and you go, well, there is a downside to that, well, possible downside, which is that that meter might have been adjusted. So normally in a situation where you might have gotten, say, 20 liters, you might be getting something less than that. And we really don't even know how less. How far less you would be getting or could be getting. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. What's your name? Turn off your radio.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. Fine, thank you very much. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Bob.
Thank you very much, Bob. We're happy to have you.
Yeah, and I actually just bought fuel from Petrocam after Ajah along Lekki Road.
Yeah.
The one by Lagos Business School, and I bought it for $168.
168. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did it gauge? Was that? I mean, when you observe your meter now, your meter reading on your dashboard, does it look like what would have normally been the gauge?
I mean, obviously, I mean, on the sign you could see that it's 168. So.
And you.
Well, I didn't have a choice. I was already in the filling station, and I had to buy. I needed to buy.
Yeah, but you don't feel like your meter is your meter correct? Like your own dashboard meter? Do you think it's correct? For what
yes,
you bought.
Correct.
Okay, okay. Correct. Okay, beautiful. Yes, correct. All right. Thank you very much.
I don't think there was any foul play.
Any foul play?
What I didn't like is the fact that the price went up.
Yeah. Yes. Well, your voice sounds like you can manage now.
Well, what can I say? This is Nigeria. We don't have a choice. So, I mean,
actually, you have a choice. You just haven't considered it.
So what's the choice?
I don't know. I'm not going to tell you to count your teeth.
So I don't have a choice.
All right, if you say so. If you
say
so. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. Do well when you're calling. Please turn off the volume of your radio set. That works every time. We're Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think that price of 162 is on filling station.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a foul play there.
Why do you
because
feel so?
I buy in NFPC in Ikoyi, and where my fuel is just one point down. It takes 8,000 to fill that tank up and into the brain. Now, I fill it with the 8,000 this morning. One bar is stepped down.
Ah.
So that, yes, because I surprised. Even it used to display the price in their big board there.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning, the price doesn't display. And I asked the attendant that how much are you people selling? Because I saw 162 in the meter reading. He said it's still 162. But the price is not reading their board any longer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
See, there's a foul play.
Okay, thank you for that update. We do appreciate your observation. Thank you very much. That's a very good feedback. I do appreciate that. This is Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Sunday.
Welcome, Sunday. Turn off your radio. We're trying to find out whether you have observed the changes in petrol price.
Yeah, I'll turn it off.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
I'm calling from VI.
Okay. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, yesterday I bought fare from Jakunde bus stop. They have a mobile police station.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
And I bought it at the rate of 155.
155?
Yes.
155?
165.
Oh, 165, okay. So, that's it. Did it gauge?
It didn't gauge. It didn't gauge. I think they have done something about it. The last time I bought fuel from them last week, as of last, I bought fuel for 5,000. They gave me half tank, but yesterday when I bought it,
you bought another 5,000 yesterday?
No, I bought it 10,000 to fill up my tank.
Oh, okay. What area is that again?
That is a Jakunde bus stop.
All right. Thank you very much for that update. I do appreciate it. Thank you. So if
thank
you're listening,
you.
Please pay attention.
I've been calling this line for 2 years now.
Thank you.
I'm a first time caller.
I'm happy you got through. Thank you very much.
I enjoy your program every day. Thank you.
Thank you. It's our pleasure. Welcome, Dan. How are you, Daniel? This is Dan from Moe. Good afternoon to you.
Afternoon. This is Daniel from
Moe. Welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, let me share my experience. On Monday, I was traveling with my family down to Ibadan. So I got to an Orlando filling station along before the toll gate in Lagos. Mm-hmm. They said they refused to use POS, that there was no network. I said, okay, no problem. I started heading down. Immediately I got to Moe, I noticed it was 170.
Yesterday?
Monday.
Oh.
On Monday.
Okay.
So I didn't buy. Deliberately, I just said, okay, let me move forward to the NETCO. We have NMPC, made that at the bus stop. So NETCO of filling station. So I bought 162. But they were smart. They said I need to pay cash. So I didn't buy much. So I just bought up to half tank.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately I entered Ibadan, I just went straight to the NMPC mega station.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought for 162. And I discovered that I've been cheated all this while I've been buying Lagos. It was normal.
Oh.
So deliberately I bought enough to have a return trip back yesterday, and everything was still 162. But in Moe, they've been selling for 170 since Monday.
Thank you very much for that update. I do appreciate. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name? To apologize. If you can make it back, 0700-993-993-993. If you're on Twitter, I'll be reading your comments in a minute. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, John.
Welcome.
My name is Sunday.
Welcome, Sunday. Please go ahead.
Calling from Baraga.
Thank you.
Yesterday, when I went to...
Please turn off your radio. That'd be good. Thank you.
Oh, I'm far away from the radio site. All except right. I have to walk it.
It's all right. Real quick, we'll wait for you to just, give us your opinion. All right?
Oh.
No, that's... I'm sorry. I don't think it would suffice that you... go a few steps away from the radio. The feedback still comes this far. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Josh.
Welcome.
Just stand on the line.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
What did you observe? Have you bought petrol?
I bought the Total card. So I bought yesterday at the rate of 162.50. Although even when they are selling for 162 or general, they sell for 162.50. But the meter is one meter. That's it.
Okay, so...
I drove through Ayo by the... by Cisco.
Yeah.
The time read 165.
Oh, okay.
Just now, yeah.
Now, this year, this year, 162.5?
Yeah.
Is it accurate by your observation?
Is that correct, yeah.
Oh, accurate.
By the total at ShopRite, the pump there. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. We might just go there. Thank you very much for your update. Favor is here. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio. You must turn off your radio. Have you done that?
Yes, I've done that.
Okay. Yeah, are you a lady?
Yes, I'm a lady.
Okay, so I'm happy to have you. Speak up boldly. Yeah. Thank you very much, lady.
You're welcome.
How far? What's happening there? Honey, the Sunny Side. Welcome, Friday, to Nigeria Info. We're happy to have you.
That's a nickel.
Ouch.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. No, that's not even going to nearly work. Hang up and please call back. It's too loud.
Okay, I'll call back.
Please, the line. Thank you for being considerate. Adeshina, your Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you and welcome to the Sunny Side. Hello. It's all right. Let him talk. Hello, Adeshina. How are you? Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Good afternoon. How is work?
Fine. Hey, work is good.
This situation on swear is getting out of hand, because on Monday, as I was going home from Ikoyi down to this place, Awe Alakwe side.
Yeah.
So I was supposed to buy fuel at this Mobi.
Mm.
But on getting there, it just escaped my mind. So I was hoping that along the line, maybe by the time I get to this place, Marua, I will buy it. On getting to Marua, there was a lot of queue there. So let me go for it. And the fellow I have cannot take me even up to Aja. I keep on praying, God, just help me. Let me get to Aja. Maybe that feeling that Northwest in Aja, I will be able to buy there. All the things, they locked all of them up. Until I get to Olokunla, when I got there, now I have to look for black market to buy that night. I bought a 5 liter for 1,000 naira. And my friend there, one guy came, he was begging that he said to pay any amount that his car is down there, that he couldn't move. But he had to buy it any amount. So they just gave the guy 5 liter for 2,000 naira.
No!
So that same night, maybe I reached NEPCO before Awuyaya. I saw the queue was not so much like that. So I branded. I said, let me buy because of yesterday morning when I was coming to work yesterday morning. I branded there. It took me like 45 minutes before it got to my turn. Mm. It was written 162. And I have to buy 4,000 naira. But by the time I checked my meter, I realized that it's not up to what I normally buy before. So there's
so
a valve thing there.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for all that information. I really do appreciate it. Hopefully, people listening can make informed decisions as they go out today and into town. Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Sorry, I lost you. Hello. Good afternoon. How are you? You've been my final caller.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm happy to have you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yes, nice having you on radio. Almost it's a delightful moment to have you on radio every day.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm happy to hear you. Thank you.
Joyce, this problem didn't start today.
Uh-oh.
You have the department that is responsible, started with the duty to go around and ensure that people do not sell beyond the approved price.
Yeah.
But they will not go. Or if they go, they will play hanky panky.
Yeah.
Visible. You understand? Even when you give them the information to go there and verify, they know the truth. But they will not sanction them.
Okay.
You understand? There was a day I called them because I do have a number. I called them and I said the station is also on the location. They're selling above the approved pump price. Do you know what the man said? I should give him all the details of the place. And did I snap the place? I said, I did. I said, okay, where do I send the picture of this location? I should send to the same number I'm calling with. My sister, I did. Thinking that, okay, when I go back there, I will say a temporary shutdown or whatever, you know. Nothing happened. They still continue to sell.
Oh, wow.
It's still continue to sell. So it's a department in NMPC that is their duty, you know, to go and make sure that people comply with the approved price. So they are meant to do these things. Why are they not doing it? Why are they punishing Nigerians? If you go to some places on Sunday, I'll mention the place, MRS in Fair Stack Access Road was selling fuel on Sunday, 172. I said, please, hello, are you there?
I'm with you. I'm listening to all of this.
I told the attendant, how much is it? Say 172. I said, please, shut down my door, my friend.
Oh, wow.
I left there.
Okay.
I have to move from Fair Stack Access Point. Moved to Ago, I didn't get. The only place I got was NIPC. A lot of queue were there. I left there. I went to Okota. Okota, in front of NMPC, there's one station there. They were selling 154. I managed to buy because I had no fuel in my car. And I can't get home with the amount I have left.
Okay. All right.
As we are talking right now, government agencies are listening to what we are saying.
Yeah.
They should begin to work with all the information we are giving them. I don't have to come to the office again to tell them this and this is happening.
Yeah.
They're hearing us. They're in the office now hearing what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But once you mention hate speech and you mention fake news, they will come after you.
They should work with this information. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much for calling. That's thoroughly appreciated. It's 18 minutes past 1 p.m. You're on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. We're about to go off on a break. When we come back, CCTV on Nigeria's highway in a bid to catch kidnappers. Well, I'm thinking that you might find that to be, a novel development, except maybe I'd wait for you to probe it and defend it. We'll be right back. This is Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere.